Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Tuesday, which means that this is the Blueprint Power Hour, when I am joined by Rob Regish, and he answers listener questions about training, supplementation, nutrition, and more. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. How about you?
Fantastic, fantastic. We've got a lot of good questions to answer. Later in the show, we are going to be joined by a female bikini competitor who also is part owner of Muscle Gauge Nutrition, and her name is Christine Hronik, and we're going to find out about her first foray to the stage. Going to be interesting dialogue there. So let's get started. The first question comes from Scott Connor. He says, sorry for the late question. I've been intermittent fasting for a long time now and have seen great results in body composition and improved digestion. While I love training during a fast, this isn't so much about that, but more about fasting for optimal health. I like that. My question is about the ideal meal to break a fast. Say I don't eat for 18 to 24 hours. Does the fast-breaking meal get absorbed more efficiently than it would in standard eating patterns? For example, would it be ideal to eat the most nutrient-dense meal possible at this time? I'd appreciate your take on the best meal design in this situation. Thanks.
Well, Scott asked a terrific question, one of which is very easy to answer, and another is a little more individual, but let's talk about it. With respect to intermittent fasting, I do feel strongly that any meal after a dedicated fast will be absorbed more efficiently than would be seen in a traditional, you know, bodybuilding style 5 to 7 small meals a day approach. And that is simply a function of the body making the most of its limited resources. So if you recall, the body's first and most important concern is always survival. And when food is in short supply, the body seems to upregulate. Well, we know this. We know this from research done on it. The body does upregulate the enzymes responsible for the most efficient digestion, uptake, and utilization of all of your macro and micronutrients. And, you know, that is perhaps best illustrated, in my opinion, by your ability to retain and build muscle on a lesser amount of protein. You know, I'll never forget when I started toying with intermittent fasting type diets, in particular the Warrior diet. But one of the first things I noticed was my ability to maintain the muscle that I already had, and in some cases gain, was, you know, on any given amount of protein, it seemed to me, and I did later, you know, actually count down the grams, I could maintain the same amount of muscle on half the amount of dietary protein that I was taking in.
Well, you know, there was a study done at a children's hospital. I talked about it before. I tried to get the doctor to come on, but she really wasn't interested in discussing. Adele Musa addressed it, I believe, in one of the Subversity news roundup, science roundup shows. But when babies fast and then are given a bolus meal, and bolus meaning a much larger meal than they would normally get, the protein synthetic response is exaggerated. It's just dramatically exaggerated. Now, obviously, we can't take everything that happens in infants to adults, but clearly what you're saying is accurate. The body responds to a greater degree to the meal after a fast.
Yeah, and that, to me, that just makes physiological sense. You know, the body is going to use most efficiently what has been in short supply. So the other half, though, of Scott's question was, you know, what would be an ideal meal to consume after, you know, a period of fasting? And I think for, obviously, you know, for different soma types, ectomorphs, mesomorphs, and endomorphs, that's going to differ a little bit. But let me offer these general guidelines because I find them helpful. I like to start one of these meals after a period of fasting with a large, what I call live salad, containing various leafy greens and vegetables. And the heart of that is really spinach, artichoke, red peppers, olives, tomatoes, and onions. That forms the base of that salad for me. Once that is out of the way, I'll have an 8 to 12 ounce serving of either lean meat, like grass-fed beef, chicken, or fish. I prefer red meat simply because it just sticks with me longer. And then I have my carb-dense foods, and I like to get them more and more from the paleo sources that we discussed some weeks ago. So in addition to those sweet potatoes, you know, make that shopping list, yams, carrots, parsnips, any winter squash such as caboclo or butternut, turnips, beets, sunchokes, all of those are high quality, nutrient-dense forms of carbohydrate that you're going to be filling up on. And then, once those requirements have been satisfied, and a whole lot of water, by the way, I find useful, you can have some fruit in moderation, including berries, melon, or citrus. But once that's all down the hatch, and a lot of it, some sweets at that point, or dessert, in other words, is acceptable. The body seems to be much more forgiving of those kinds of calories on intermittent fasting type diets. The key here is this. By filling up on nutrient-dense quality foods first, you are naturally limiting the amount of sweets that you're inclined to eat versus having broken your fast, you know, by you know, downing the donuts. And I know, and I just had this conversation this week, it's funny, with somebody who practices intermittent fasting and mentioned to me that, you know, and he's not the only one, several people I know have issues with eating sweets first when breaking their fast, because it seems that once those foods, once those first few grams of sugar cross your lips, you are now more inclined to finish off that bag of donuts, right, and not have room for the nutritious foods that really fuel health, performance, and longevity. So I'm hoping those tips help, Scott. Give that a shot. I think that'll make a world of difference in your efforts to make intermittent fasting a healthy lifestyle diet of choice.
Instead of taking a break now, let's go ahead and roll right into Seth Spanner's question, which actually, he basically says, he says, I'd like to add to that question. Does it make a difference if the meal is liquid or solid?
Yeah, he asked a great question, and the answer is it does, but here's where we get into breaking somebody's fast on a training, let's say, versus off days, because the difference between that liquid and solid food meal, frankly, is speed. Speed at which the liquid meal is digested, which, in generally speaking, is much faster than a solid food meal. The ideal in any form of intermittent fasting is to break that fast shortly after some type of exercise that opens up what we know is referred to as the window of opportunity. And that, in there, I'm referring to the muscle cell being more receptive to storing nutrients from your diet after the insulin sensitivity has been peaked via some form of training, usually resistance training. What I'm getting at here is this. Liquid feeds are absorbed faster because in most cases they're pre-digested. That varies insofar as what type of food is liquefied, but it's a statement that'll hold true in virtually every case. My suggestion here would be to consume the following fast-acting drink immediately after some form of physical exercise and just prior to having your whole food meal. So here's a great example to put into practice. You can think about this, doing this even on your off days. Just prior to breaking your fast, perform one set, just one set of body weight squats. And I'm recommending those because you can perform them anywhere. It's an incredible exercise. It conveys fantastic benefits, which not only stimulate fat burning and muscle building hormones, but also delivers great wind and stamina without cutting into your recovery ability too much. So consider beginning with just one set of 25 reps with the goal of adding 5 reps or so each session until you can build up to what's known as a century set, or 100 reps. Now, what does that do? You've now heightened your state of insulin sensitivity.
Yeah.
And you can down the following economical recovery drink just prior to your whole food meal. Slam 1 cup of pineapple juice, 10 grams of essential amino acids, and 5 grams of creatine monohydrate. What I've done here is set you up with a fast-acting drink that'll take advantage of that insulin sensitivity that the brief bout of exercise opens up. So that 1 cup of pineapple juice, for example, contains roughly 35 grams of carbs. Those carbs are not super high glycemic. In fact, they're lower glycemic. And it's still an excellent choice, though, for both weight control and general health, because it contains essential vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and so forth that are beneficial to your health. It'll also elicit enough of an insulin release, but not too much, to push those rapidly absorbed essential amino acids and creatine deep into the muscle cell. The essential amino acids will hit the bloodstream immediately, and unlike whey, which everybody thinks is a fast protein, and it is, relatively speaking, but it still requires anywhere between 30 to 90 minutes, depending upon the amino acid profile, to break down into its constituent amino acids. Any review of Adele Moose's work at Subversity on essential amino acids will leave no doubt in your mind this is about as solid an investment as you can make. Your body will have all the building blocks necessary to rapidly stimulate protein synthesis, and the essential amino acids will also contribute to insulin being elevated, pushing the creatine into the muscle cell, primarily via the leucine content. That strategy also works well on training days, although in that instance, I'd opt to consume 2 such drinks, and I would use tart cherry juice instead of the pineapple juice. 1 drink immediately prior to exercise, and 1 immediately post, then eat up. You should notice a dramatic improvement in recovery, muscle cell volume, and a reduction in delayed onset muscle soreness and inflammation in the days following your heavy training. I hope that helps, Seth.
Very, very good. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We've got more to discuss about fasting. Fasting is becoming all the rage. We started talking about fasting as a modality for health and for building muscle and staying lean close to 6 or 7 years ago. When we had Stu Phillips on the show, when he showed that training while fasted did not create a catabolic event. In fact, it caused a more efficient recycling of amino acids and kept the muscles full. So we've got another question when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to 1 per household. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today
at primordialperformance.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, Rob, I always love to recognize listeners from around the globe. We have a listener in Seoul, Korea today, listening live. We have a listener that I happen to think I know who it is on the island of Mauritius off the coast of Madagascar today. I have a feeling that's Dominic Lest. If not him, it's Paul Becker. We have two listeners on the small island of Mauritius that listen to the show religiously. And then, of course, we have a listener today on the far east coast of Australia in Brisbane. So welcome. Thank you for listening. I know it's all different times there. Many of you may be staying up late to listen to the show. Thanks for listening. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, all right.
So
you.
The next question actually comes from one of our long off listeners that's been listening to the show for so many years that I feel like I know him personally. Avakai Khalij in Israel. First of all, he leads off with a statement. He said, Carl, it's about time that you do another show on intermittent fasting, and there is no better guest than John Berardi. I know John. Hope you know who he is. He practices different forms of fasting with his clients as well and publishes a free book. So, first, a question for Rob. I find the daily fast last meal at 2000 hours, so 8 p.m. at night. My first meal at 12 a.m., works for me the best. However, I train early in the morning fasted, so I'm using BCAAs with lemons and water during my workout. My biggest meal is the first one, so I get three meals, and I reduce the carbs from meal to meal. Very smart. I follow it 5 days a week, and during the weekends, I do the regular five-meal thing. What do you think about this approach, Rob? Thank you, Avakai.
Well, Avakai is... He's a member of the Blueprint Army, too, and he asked some terrific questions, so I really appreciate this one. I think, personally, your approach of rotating days of intermittent fasting during the week and then eating up, let's say, or in the more traditional fashion on the weekend, is a terrific strategy. And while I've spoken to this before, the point needs to be underscored. Rotating these two eating strategies offers more, in my opinion, to the trainee than either one alone. And that's simply a matter of, it's simply a matter of dialing in the correct number of intermittent fasting days versus traditional, let's say, bodybuilding style eating days. Now, having said that, here are my thoughts on the particulars that he cited. First, I think your strategy of gradually reducing carb intake from meal to meal is certainly a valid one, particularly if that first meal is the largest and comes after the workout. The reason here being insulin sensitivity tends to drop off after the workout is completed. Most of the research done in this area points to that window of opportunity that I've discussed closing at about the two-hour mark post-workout. So in practice, what I advise clients to do is to consume no less than 25 to 50% of their daily calories during that time, with endomorphs advised to get virtually 100% of their carbs for the day within those 2 hours. It is a fantastic strategy that has worked very well for virtually everyone that's used it. So I think what you're doing there is perfect. Second, your strategy of using branched-chain aminos plus lemon water during the workout is a good one. It's not the best solution, right, however, as branched-chain amino acids stimulate protein synthesis, whereas essential amino acids allow you to complete the protein synthesis process. Big difference. Here's why. This is a point that's lost on many that are currently using branched-chain amino acids, so I'll speak to it a little bit. BCAAs are an excellent investment. They are at best, though, a passive anti-catabolic strategy, which is to say the body will use branched-chain amino acids in circulation to fuel energy demands versus robbing the muscle of leucine, isoleucine, and valine, which are the carbon skeleton of glutamine. So having those three branched-chain amino acids in circulation, is it a good idea? Absolutely. What you really want, though, is to have those branched-chain aminos present plus the six other essential amino acids your body needs to build new muscle tissue. And just so everyone understands, we're all on the same page, leucine, isoleucine, and valine are three of the nine essential amino acids, which means if you purchase an essential amino acid product, you are getting the branched-chain aminos in there.
Yeah, and you know the analogy I always gave? BCAAs is like calling all the guys, all the bricklayers, to come to work, but they show up and there's no bricks and mortar.
There
so,
you go.
So you got everybody on hand, but you can't do any building. When you use essential amino acids, not only does everybody show up for work, but the bricks and mortar are there so they can build things. So, I like the analogy that you give. It's really, BCAA should only be used as an anti-catabolic measure, not as an anabolic measure.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that is a great analogy that you made, and it is entirely appropriate in this instance. Now, some may be tempted to use a whey hydroxylate, or a hydrolyzed whey or caseinate using, let's say, di- and tripeptides. And while there is research supporting such, I find free-form amino acids far superior, given hydrolyzing down to the preferred 400 to 1,500 Dalton level, which is what they do when they start to chop up proteins into these di- and tripeptides. That becomes problematic, and we covered this, I think, last week. When you hydrolyze any protein down to such a level, it results in the protein becoming denatured. And while you can do far worse, I feel your money is much better spent on free-form essential amino acids. So I hope that helps, Avi. Give it a shot. I think you'll be most pleased as to how much it'll improve your efforts to perfect intermittent fasting. And what I love about these questions is it's almost as if they're coming from Supversity, because Adel Moussa is doing his job over there, and these guys are all on the right track, and I love it.
Yeah,
I just
no,
love
absolutely.
It.
All right, the next question comes from Tom Stinson. He says, "Hi, Rob. Great talk today. Gave me a ton of things to think about. Yet the direction and clarity to do my training and diet with confidence, and that is exactly what I wanted, so thanks. So here's a question on Carbolin. I can buy Bob's Red Mill Organic Corn Starch, 1 pound, Potato Starch, 1.5 pound, and White Rice Flour, 3 pounds. So 5.5 pounds of carbs under $15. Does this get the job done, or am I being too cheap? I like to be thrifty, but not at the expense of results. What do you think?" So what do you think? Do you think that blending these carbohydrate flours is equal to a product like Carbolin?
No. No. Although, that's not to say that there isn't an application for such. So let's talk a little bit about that, because I get this question a lot. Tom actually took me up on my monthly phone consultation, which basically unlimited chat for $75 a month to pick my brain. But what we discussed, including other things, were these various high molecular weight modified starch products. And while it is true that more economical sources of these starches do exist, and I've had some success using potato starch, the devil is in the details. And in this case, the details involve the molecular weights of these modified starches that we're discussing. While potato starch is a step up from dextrose, it becomes a question of how high-end you want to go and whether or not the additional cost you're willing to pay justifies the results that you get. Carbolin, for example, uses not one, but three different starting materials for starches. If I'm not mistaken, if memory serves, it's not just corn, which most of these products will use, i.e. the term waxy maize,
right,
but also potato and rice. And to this, each starch's molecular weight has been carefully tailored to elicit the optimal time spent under the curve in terms of insulin response for purposes of pushing nutrients into your muscle cells. I have to tell you, when I wrote 3.0, I bought the glucometer, and I tried them all. Vitargo, Carbolin, generic waxy mazes, all the way down the line to Gatorade powder, which is just pure dextrose available at your local grocery store, and most recently, Thermacarb. My take is this. Both Carbolin and Thermacarb are the sweet spot insofar as price point to gains realized. I personally use Carbolin. I use it only on training days, intra-workout, and thus find it an economically viable solution. Now, on off days, when I'm looking to jack up glycogen storage, the cheaper potato starch and those other products are preferred. They are far superior to sugar and dextrose of yesteryear. They're not going to bloat you, nor will they make you sleepy. Now, your mileage may vary, but this is what I found works best for me. The point being, we've come a long way since the days of table sugar and soy drinks. So do take advantage by experimenting with these newer carb sources, because they each convey their own unique benefits, and it's likely that one or more, like Carbolin, will up your game both in and out of the gym. And use the glucometer to guide you.
Okay, so with that in mind, before we take this break, and I know that most of my audience owns a glucometer because I've been begging people to buy glucometers from back in 2007. You know, you check the oil in your car, you need to check your blood sugar regularly, not only for your health, first thing in the morning, fasting, but more importantly, after meals, so you can see what meals are doing what to you. With that being said, what should somebody be looking for? Let's look at this. Let's say I train fasted,
yep.
Okay, and my blood sugar level after a workout is somewhere between 76 and 82, right?
Yep.
Now I down the requisite amount of a product like Carbolin. Now
yep.
I prick my finger every 30 minutes for the next 2 hours.
Yep.
What should I see? Should I see a rise of up to 180 or above, or would I see a steady gradual rise and a lower peak? What should I see if it's working for me?
Well, if you're anything like me, you're going to be surprised, because I was expecting to see this huge rise in blood sugar, right?
Right.
Because you're slamming 75 to 100 grams of these modified starches. My blood sugar actually either stayed the same
or dropped
or went down a little bit.
Right. Right.
And now, is that a bad thing? No, it is not. Why? Because that tells us that the starches are either being used as an energy source, which is good because you don't want your body to break down muscle to fuel your energy demands, or two, it's being stored as glycogen.
Hmm. Interesting.
If you want to put your blood sugar over the moon, it's simple enough. Slam a ton of dextrose.
Dextrose, yeah. Well, see, I mean, this is why I asked this, because I went back in the day when The protocol was 80 grams of dextrose, 50 grams of whey protein, 5 grams of creatine, a little R-alpha lipoic acid, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I used to take my blood sugar a half hour after that, and my blood sugar would be between 180 and 220, right?
Right, right.
When I started fooling around with Vitargo, I became shocked because I actually became hypoglycemic after a dose. In fact, I couldn't use this stuff for very long because I would use it post-workout.
Yep.
And I would become so sleepy. And when I looked at my blood sugar, it was actually dipping. And I thought to myself, how could this stuff be making me hypoglycemic? But now I understand what it was doing after years of, you know, looking at this. What's happening is it's almost like a stealth carbohydrate. It doesn't herald insulin response.
No. And again, you know, there are benefits to that because let's think about this. You know, when insulin is steady, what happens?
The anabolic window stays open longer.
The anabolic window stays open longer. You've heard Dr. DePasquale speak to that. And steady insulin for most people equals fat loss. That is why low-carb diets work.
Right, right.
So understand the merits of both and know that there are better carbohydrate sources out there today than table sugar. It's just a matter of you identifying which one, given the price point, delivers the goods.
I have a new post-workout carbohydrate. Elisa Profumo makes her own chocolate now with raw unpasteurized honey and nut butters. And oh my God, I just want to be able to add some protein powder to them so I can just throw them in my mouth after I work out. That's all. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Greg Geldart. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. It also ragamuffin track and he must new top players come feel the case. Step up my youth, hear this.
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. Adele Musa has a great blog post there today about some fiber products, beta-glucan. You can actually reduce body fat by using these fibers. But guess what? He points to a link that we've talked about on this show before, and that is the gut microbiome. A lot of the obesity problem today has not only to do with the types of food people eat, but the fact that their guts aren't working properly and they can't digest food properly. You should go to Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, and read this very, very important blog post by the astoundingly brilliant Adele Musa. Okay, back to questions at hand. So the next question comes from Greg Geldart. I like this question. He says, Rob, what's the best lift to strengthen the hips, glutes, abs, and lower back that doesn't present an injury risk? I've tried wide stance, bottom-up squats, good mornings off chains, and some of the other exercises you've described in the past, but they aggravate my lower back. Anything new or overlooked I can use in my training?
Well, the man asked a good question. And I've spoken before about the power of practicing the unorthodox. Essentially, what that means is by practicing lifts and training strategies that others in your gym aren't, you're able to get results most people only dream about. And we talked about most people last time. Please don't be like most people.
Right.
One of those lifts is known as the barbell hip thrust. So a little bit of background on this and what it is. There are a lot of strength coaches out there that consider the hip thrust to be the lower body bench press. Ironically enough, both former Soviet and American scientists and exercise scientists in particular were onto this lift and variations of such decades ago. Yuri Verkhoshkin, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Mel Siff and Tudor Bompa in this country, thought up variations of hip thrust decades ago and prescribed them to athletes and, in particular, sprinters. This lift is a fantastic posterior chain exercise that will radically improve your deadlift lockout, squat, sprint speed in particular, explosiveness, and core strength. Aesthetically speaking, and for those ladies listening, there is no finer glute builder. On the performance side, strongman Kevin Nee and powerlifter Andy Bolton have used variations of it in their training, and success like that leaves clues.
Well, so, and let's not forget Molly Galbraith, who has some impressive videos on YouTube and on her website of her doing, I stand to be corrected, but I think she was doing 315.
Yeah, it's, and I'm going to speak to that in a minute, but you can build up to using some tremendous weights with this exercise. So a little bit about it and how to perform it. And this is my personal take on the exercise, so, you know, your mileage may vary, but I did this the other day. I loaded up an easy curl bar with a pair of 45-pound plates, and you want to place a pad in the middle of that bar, the pad that you usually see, you know,
for yoga,
squatting with. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the bar pad that goes across the back of the bar when you're squatting with it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll explain why in a second.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Now, you want to lie on the ground with your back flat and your legs straight. Now, you're going to slowly roll the bar until the pad is resting on your lower abdomen and groin area. You can see now why I'm recommending the pad,
right,
at least in the case of the men listening.
Right.
What you want to do is pull your feet up, put them flat on the floor, as close to your glutes as you can, and then grasp the Easy Curl bar by the handles. You begin this lift by contracting your glutes and then thrust the weight off the ground with your hips, raising it as high as possible, then returning to a position where your back is flat on the ground. I like to repeat this for sets of 3 to 5 reps and work this lift heavy. I like working up to a top-end set, usually tripling with a maximal weight. And for me, last Friday, that was on the order of 550 pounds, not including the bar. Can't get quite as much on an Easy Curl bar as you can a barbell, but it's a little easier to manage till you get the swing of things. Commentary on this lift. This is one of those forgotten lifts that is going to pack a tremendous amount of power into your core, building not just your glutes, but the hips, the lower back, and your abs, all of it, with zero vertical compression of the spine and no pressure on the knees. And that's something that can't even be said of something like the hip belt squat, which you know I'm high on.
Right.
It's a fantastic solution for those who legitimately can't squat due to lower back or knee injuries. It's also going to tell you right quick if the person you're training is serious about building a better backside and a powerful core. It's going to cause some
odd
stairs.
It's awkward, too, to do. You know what? Molly does them off of a bench. Have you ever seen something?
Yeah, I've seen it. That will increase the range of motion.
Yes,
go ahead.
You can really sink down deep. And
yep.
she uses a traditional Olympic bar, so it's just straight across. But she does use a pad, and as I recall, she actually takes one of those yoga pads and rolls it up around the bar so that it doesn't hurt the pelvic bones as you push up on it. But as I recall, what she does is she puts her upper back, like the middle of her traps, on the bench, and
yep.
So she looks like a complete L with her feet on the ground. Puts the bar
yep.
in the hip area. Drops, sinks all the way down till her butt is almost touching the ground, and then thrusts all the way back up till your upper body is completely straight like a plane. And I'll tell you something. You do this with some real weight, man, your glutes burn. I mean, they burn.
And that's why, you know, a lot of the ladies listening, we all know what most of you want, which is to look great in a bikini and build a great backside. Or fanny, as Wade Johnson would say. But let's also be honest, a lot of people don't want to squat for various reasons, some of which are legitimate, some of which aren't. This is a way to work that backside and a lot of other muscle groups with zero risk of injury to the spine and or the knees. The worst that's going to happen is you bruise your pelvic bone if you don't use that pad I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, and you will if you don't use a pad of some sort. You absolutely will
yeah.
have bruises there. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So the final word on this, build up, and you can use some tremendous weights, and do so with minimal risk of injury. There's no danger of being trapped under that bar unless you're too fat, in which case you need to get on the treadmill. At no risk of aggravating a disc or vertebrae or the knee. And one of the best things about this exercise is, I think you'll find, recovery from hip thrust is unusually fast. When you add it all up, it's a forgotten lift that's a tremendous boon, not only to performance, but it's also going to build an incredible amount of muscle in your posterior chain. Give that a shot, Greg. I'd love to hear back from both the men and the ladies as to how effective you find it to be.
You can also do this movement with a pulley. If for some reason you don't want to get a bar involved, or you can actually do it with body weight. If you have one of those, you ever see those tricep dip stations where you kind of your legs are straight out parallel to the ground, and you grab onto these bars and you sink your butt down and push back up again, and you kind of do a seated dip in them. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
If you step on the platform with your feet and push up and then hold on with your hands, you can also do this type of a hip thrust. You could do a hip thrust with body weight to get started, and trust me, it will burn. You could just do it on the floor, on your living room floor, to get the movement down pat before you go in and put a bar on your hips. And like I said, you can do this movement on your knees if you have one of those dip belts in your gym that you can attach to a pulley, the lower pulley. You can put some weight on it, and you just sit back so your butt is on your feet, and then you just straighten up. You lunge up, throw your hips forward, and straighten up. So there's lots of ways to do this movement. If for some reason somebody says, well, I can't do it with the bar for whatever reason, well, then do it with a pulley. Or do it with nothing at all. Do it with body weight. This is a great movement. In fact, I'm going to share a secret with you that very few people know. This is what I do in the morning when I wake up, actually. When I'm laying in bed and I'm just waking up, before I get up to go do my cardio, I bring my feet up close to my butt and I do about a dozen hip thrusts to get the blood moving in my body.
It is actually the very first step when teaching somebody to bridge properly. Because if you think about it, you know, that's really your starting point for elevating the middle of the body and getting it into that position. And like I said before, it's a fantastic movement. If you're not using it right now, give it a try. Carl, I don't know. I mean, how's your training going? Yeah, I know you.
Well, let's do this. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we can talk about my training, and then we'll do the blueprint tip of the day. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right.
Terrific.
So you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today
today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take your broke ass home.
That's my motto. If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home, because I'm not paying. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Just a reminder, at the bottom right-hand corner, all the way down at the bottom right of the Superhuman Radio front page of the website, there is a little map about the size of a postage stamp. I need everybody who visits the website to please click it. We've had some problems with it working. But a lot of people have already clicked it now that I started asking. This puts a little dot on the map. Now, keep in mind that if 12 people in the same city click, we only get one dot. But it's okay. It helps us see where the concentration of listeners are, because we are putting together a Superhuman Nation get-togethers. Elisa Profumo is working on this. And we're working on something else that I can't talk about yet that's really, really exciting. It's going to lead into this. We need to know where people are in the country and around the world. We've got listeners all over Europe, all over the UK, all over Australia. I mean, it's just amazing the highly enlightened people out there who listen to this show, not because of me, but because we are all on the same journey. We're all looking for the answers to longevity, greater strength, greater vitality, and more out of life. That's really what this show is all about. So please, if you haven't already clicked on that map, please click on it so we can get your area logged in on that map. You just have to click on it. You don't have to do anything else. Once you view the page, you are in there. That's all we need. We don't know who you are. We just know where you're clicking from. That's it. And we will be having some fun things going on around the country in the upcoming months. I promise you that. Okay, before we talk about my training, let's talk about something a little bit more important, okay?
Sure.
You have developed a special offer for the audience on Mass Pro Synthogen. Is that correct?
I have.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. You know, as you know, I don't know how long we've been doing the Power Hour, but...
I think we talked about this morning. It's like almost a year now.
Yeah. Well, I know this. On more than one occasion, it's been the number one most downloaded show on Superhuman Radio.
Right.
And that's not because of me. That's because of you, the listeners. We wouldn't have those ratings if it wasn't for you. So we wanted to do something to say thank you. And a lot of my people, and a lot of people that listen to the show, want to try Synthogen. And we thought it would be a good time to run a Superhuman Radio exclusive starting right now, and good through the end of September. When you purchase a bottle of Mass Pro Synthogen at MuscleMass.com, be sure to type the code SuperhumanRadio into the voucher slot.
So that's all one word. Does it matter if it's case sensitive?
No, I don't think it matters if it's case sensitive. You know, they're gonna get the message. One of the nice things about Mass is they're not one of these corporate computer-driven websites. There are real, live human beings packing your orders. What that will do, and that will afford you, our listeners, is we're going to give an extra 15% instant savings on Synthogen today just for being a Superhuman Radio listener. And that discount will be deducted when your order is hand-processed by Mark. It's an instant 15% cash back. As an added bonus, what we wanted to do and what MuscleMass.com offered to do was to pick up the tab on your shipping, free shipping to any U.S. location. Absolutely free shipping on your Mass Pro Synthogen investment, plus that listener discount. If you've been waiting to try Synthogen, do it right now, today. It's the time to act and start getting the kind of real results that people are seeing and that you deserve. It is a limited-time special, though. John doesn't do this often. John Drake is the CEO of MuscleMass.com. When he does, though, he does try to do everything he can for the listenership and his customers. So, you know, do try to act now and go there. It's MuscleMass.com. You'll click Shop Mass on the right-hand side of the page. And, again, enter that Superhuman Radio discount code. It'll give you 15% cash back plus free shipping.
Now for those of you outside the U.S., you'll get the same 15% cash back discount, but instead of getting free shipping, there'll be a 25% off the USPS shipping rates. Obviously, for those of you who are in the know, it costs so much more to ship outside the United States that it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're giving you a 25% discount on shipping. So you're still receiving the same cash off discount as the inside the U.S. listener.
Yeah, and shipping, you know, we would love to give free shipping to the whole world. Unfortunately, like you said, you know, shipping is one of those things that's killing the industry right now. But we're willing to do that in the United States, but we didn't want to exclude the international customers. So Muscle Mass agreed to pick up 25% of the tab on the international orders. We're actually going to go a step further than that. As an aside note, as you know, Synthogen will be available direct in the UK from PredatorNutrition.com very soon if they don't already have it in stock. Be sure to listen back here in the weeks coming up for an exciting UK exclusive that we're trying to put together, a similar type order.
So there you go. So those of you in the UK may want to wait on this. Don't necessarily take care of advantage of this offer on Supreme Radio. Wait for the Predator Nutrition offer to come out. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, if the 20 for it depends where you are. I mean, 25% off international is going to do people right from Canada through a lot of places. But I know there are some countries in Europe that, you know, you may want to wait until Predator offers their special. But do take advantage of this if you can. We're going to go even one step further than that. If you order the twin pack of Synthogen, you're going to get everything I already mentioned, the free shipping, the 15% off, plus we're going to throw in a blueprint, one of the blueprint muscle T-shirts that we've done up. These are not the one wash and they fall apart cheapies that you get. These are the high quality Hanes T-shirts. They add 10% to all lifts and make you a chick magnet. You know it, Carl. You've already worn the
I don't need to be a chick magnet. I already have a hot chick.
but this is all about, this is a way of saying thank you. It's about teamwork. It's about support of your efforts, me, the Blueprint Power Hour, and Superhuman Radio. And Synthogen is built to support your success like nothing else. Please, it's a deal not to be missed. Do take advantage of it.
Now, I can tell you who's going to jump on this right away, and I already know it. All the people that have been buying Synthogen all along are going to go, wow, I'm going to go ahead and buy 5 bottles and save 15% plus free shipping. And that's great. I'm glad that those of you out there who already know that Synthogen is a supplement that does what it's supposed to do, what it claims to do. But the real reason for them doing this is to get the fence sitters, the people out there who have said, you know, I've heard a lot about this Synthogen. I just don't know. And so they're sitting on the fence. And this is a chance for you guys to try it and gals, because Synthogen is not just for men. Synthogen is acceptable for women as well. It's not going to masculinize. It's not going to do anything untoward to you other than give you a greater degree of strength and endurance in the gym and allow you to recover a lot faster than you're recovering right now.
Yeah, and we get that. You know, that feedback is pouring in. You heard Randy, right? Randy last week from New Mexico. He's 63 years old, and here's a guy who had a tough time getting out of bed in the morning, you know, prior to using it. Within 3 days, you know, you heard his feedback, so... it's absolutely the fastest, and I will go on record with this. It is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent on the market that you will find.
Okay, now I have to share something that we didn't talk about, but I have to tell anybody. I have to tell the audience anyway, okay? So last week after we had Randy on the show, it was about 2 days later, Rob texts me. He says, guess who was listening to the Blueprint Power Hour last week, this week? I said, who? And so who did you text me was listening? He listened to the podcast, obviously, not the live show.
Let's put it this way. He's a former president of the United States. He is now 82 years old and has an active interest in anti-aging. I don't know if I'm going to use his exact name before I clear it with.
We can say this, that he's a fond friend of the peanut farmer. Let's just say that. Okay?
Yes.
So this president was listening to the show on the advice of somebody else who said, you need to listen to this. This is a supplement that, you know, for anti-aging. Now, keep in mind that those of us using Synthogen aren't necessarily buying it for anti-aging, while this whole bumper crop of people my age and older, quite frankly, I'm 54 years old, I'm no spring chicken, are now buying it and saying, wow, you know, my goals really aren't to go in and bench press or deadlift or squat, but my goals are to feel better and have a greater sense of well-being, and this supplement is doing that for me.
Yeah, we get it all the time, which is to say this. We get curious, you know, people that are curious, they'll order a bottle, and then it happens. They run out.
Well, and you know what? You asked me about my training, and I had not planned on discussing this, and you and I haven't talked about this. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to share how my training is going, because I think a lot of you will find it interesting. My new training protocol is called Flirting with Overtraining. Or perhaps flirting with disaster, depending on how you look at it. But it's working for me. So we'll talk about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll return with more of the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenedione. testosterone to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. At the half hour, we'll be checking in with one of the owners of Muscle Gauge Nutrition, Christine Ronick, who is actually going to don the posing suit and step on stage in a bikini competition for the first time, and we want to talk to her about that. I like to see this kind of stuff. You know, we have a lot of people out there manufacturing supplements and telling people, hey, use my supplements, they work. And if you see some of these people, you'd go, wait a minute, either you're not using your own supplements, or if you are, I don't know if I want to buy them. Christine is not only talking the talk, but walking the walk. So we're going to check in with her a little bit later in the show. You want to hear that. Okay, so my training. Boy, oh boy, my training. You know a little bit about my training, right? I've shared with you the what I've been doing, right?
Yeah. What gets me, I guess, is how hard, heavy, and frequent, and you're still recovering and gaining.
Well, and you know what? First of all, I have to say something. I've gotten a lot of, on Anabolic Minds, I had somebody come out and say, you know, Carl has been alluding to having a life-threatening disease or disorder, but he needs to come clean and he needs to tell more about it. And you got to understand something. I can't talk about what's going on with me right now because I need health insurance, I need life insurance, and I don't need anybody coming out of the woodwork and saying, well, you know what, this is a pre-existing illness or something like that. You follow me? Okay?
Yeah, take it from a guy used to work in insurance. They'll use that against you.
Right. Now, needless to say, what I have developed over the past couple years is partly due to stress, which anybody who's ever listened to Off Topic back in the day knows the stress that I went through. With the judicial system and the divorce and all that sort of stuff. And also partly due to my own ineptness in how I was training. And maybe even partly due to, the use of certain supplements. I don't know. Okay. But the bottom line is I've ended up with a condition that most people would not, I absolutely guarantee you not be training the way I'm training right now. But here's what I do know. Chronic exercise can reverse just about any disorder in the body. I know this for a fact. I've read the published studies. Doctors ignore this fact. So with that being said, some people may think that I'm reckless with what I'm doing, but I'm getting stronger and thicker by doing what I'm doing. And I'm responding well to it. And I also have to do a little plug for Synthogen in a minute, too, because I have to tell you a story. All right, so here's how my training goes. I am training very, very instinctively, and I'll explain what I mean by that in a second. I am doing a whole body workout. It takes me 45 minutes to 1 hour. I do two movements per body part. So I train generally the heaviest body part gets priority the beginning of the week. So maybe I'll start out with back or legs. It just depends on how I feel. Then I move to something smaller like chest. Then I move to the other big body part waiting in the wings. And then I do some touch-up work on shoulders and then arms, and I'm out of there. I am training, I'm hitting every body part 4 to 5 days in a row with two sets of exercises each training session, and I'm doing a traditional loading pattern of a weight that I fail at 12 reps, a weight that I fail at 10 reps, a weight that I fail at 6 to 8 reps, then moving on to the next movement. So, for instance, this morning I opened up with low a hammer row. You know the low hammer row machine?
Yeah.
Okay. I start off with two plates, go to three plates, and then go to four plates for my last set. Then I move to the hammer pullover machine. I start off with one plate at 25, then I add a second plate with the 25 still on there, then I add a third plate. And then don't forget, there's two stems. There's two pins there on the machine. And I do these, 12, 10, 8 reps. Then I move to chest. And right now I've fallen in love with both the wide hammer press machine and either the pec deck or the decline hammer machine. And I do the same thing. I hit my chest real hard, always going to failure. Then I move to legs. I'm not squatting yet because I'm not able to squat right now unless I really do want to do damage to my health. So I'm doing a lot of leg presses, and I do a giant set. I do a set of leg presses in the same way that I just said. So I start out with six plates for 12 reps, six plates on each side. Immediately go and do leg extensions. Then immediately go and do leg curls with somewhere between. And I guess the leg curls and the leg extensions are meaningless because every machine is different. But I start out with 160 and then I go to 220 and then I go to 240, you know, on the leg extensions and similar on the leg curls. Then I go back and I do another set of leg presses. And now I move up to eight plates on each side. And then I do my leg extensions, leg curls. And then I do my last set of leg presses with 10 plates on each side. And then do my leg extensions and leg curls. And then
Carl, you're training, am I understanding correctly, you train to failure 4 or 5 days in a row?
Yes. Yes. I call this, like this week I only trained to failure 3 days in a row. The fourth day was today. I knew that I was fatigued this morning because I was craving fat. Now I train very similar to Avakai. Avakai and I are very similar in this, and it's you know what, when I read that, I kept thinking to myself, you know, we have the single most intelligent audience on the planet, not only from a training and nutritional standpoint, but from a health and longevity standpoint. I mean, we really do, and I'm looking at that, I'm thinking, my God, he and I do the same thing, but I don't do the BCAAs, unfortunately. Most days, I train completely fasted. I do a shot of GHRP. Two in the morning, 250 to 375 micrograms upon wakening. And I stop, my last meal is around 7 o'clock. His is at 8, but my first meal is post workout is at 11. His is at 12. So he and I are fasting for about the same amount of time. I get into the gym and I train very, very hard. As I told you, then I give myself an injection of 150 micrograms of IGF-1 long R3 and 250 micrograms of GHRP2. And I let that work its way into my system for about 20 minutes before I have my first meal. Now, here's my first meal. I blend it up in the morning before I leave the house. 4 raw eggs, about the equivalent of 4 tablespoons of coconut oil and 4 tablespoons of raw unpasteurized butter. 2 cups of raw unpasteurized milk. Very, very heavy in the fat, by the way. My farmer has gotten used to my requests, and I get a much higher fat content in my milk than anybody else at the farm because I request it that way. But plus, I also go through a gallon of cream a week on my own. Then I add to that 2 scoops of a whole milk isolate, not a whey protein, a whole milk isolate, so it has casein and whey in there. Generally, I add a few ice cubes to that. And then, of course, 2 tablespoons of raw unpasteurized honey. Blend that sucker up. It makes a quart. It's roughly about 800 calories.
Right.
And I down that after about 20 minutes after the IGF-1 and GHRP-2 injection. I just finished, and I drink that on the way into the studio around 11 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Then my next meal is after the show is over. I've got 6 eggs and a chicken breast and a little bit of salad that I'm going to eat. And then I'll eat again when I get home. And generally, those 3 meals are my only meals on training days.
And your muscles are staying full? And
I am thicker. I am thicker and more muscular than I've been in a very, very long time. I'm now up to 232 pounds. But Elisa looked at me yesterday and she said, you know, you really look so much leaner. And it's true. I'm getting leaner, but I'm getting bigger and thicker. I've come to the conclusion that the body is so adaptive. You know, I've been reading this really, really great book, several great books, but one of them specifically about research on heart failure. And here's an interesting thing that people don't realize. When rats have pathological changes to their heart, the kind that cause heart failure, if you throw them in a pool and make them swim for their lives every day for like 4 weeks, those pathological changes reverse back to physiological changes. In other words, the striation of fiber, there's fibrous tissue in our heart. And it has to be there. It's kind of like the skeletal system of the heart. But when you have pathological changes, the fiber lines up differently and causes the heart to be rigid so it can't pump properly. But when you have physiological changes, the fiber striates in a different way to make the heart more resilient. And so when these poor rats have to swim for their lives, their hearts get healthy. The striations of fiber change. The heart becomes more responsive. The electrical system rewires itself. All of these changes occur from chronic exercise. And when you think about it, I don't know about you. I mean, I have a feeling that I know a little bit about you, but I don't know about your heritage. But I come from a long line of Italian brick masons. Both of my grandfathers worked on the Empire State Building. These are guys who walked an hour and a half to and from work to save the 15 cents from traveling the subway. Okay. And then they labored all day long carrying bricks and mortar and building walls, right? Then they went home, walked again. They walked all the way home and they ate with their families and they got a little rest and they were up at the crack of dawn again to do it all over again. So what I've determined is this, the body is so resilient. It's so adaptive that I said, you know, I'm going to see if I can flirt with overtraining, but I'm going to do it sensibly. If I feel that I am really close to a dangerous point, I'm either going to back off on the intensity or I'm going to have a little something to eat in the morning, but I'm still going to show up to work, right? Because my grandfather didn't say, hey, you know what? Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I worked really hard. So Thursday, I'm going to take off, Mr. Boss Man.
Yeah,
no,
he
showed up, right? He showed up and he probably didn't work as hard as he did Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but he still showed up for work, right? And if those poor, God, I'm sorry.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How many carbs are you eating?
Probably right now, I'm probably getting about 120 grams of carbs a day.
That's
but
amazing.
I'm eating mad amounts of fat. I mean, like, just between Sunday and Monday, I had 3,000 calories just in raw cream alone.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it shocks me, number one, that you're able to recover from training the failure multiple days in a row. And don't take this as a knock, but especially for somebody, you know, at your age.
I know.
You're not in your 20s anymore.
And for what's going on with me physically, I don't think many people would even try this. I think most people would say, look, dude, you know, relegate yourself to cardio for a while and see what happens from there. It's like, that's not going to work.
They'd say, man, you know, take it easy in that rocking chair, man. You're damaged.
Right.
And
you know, I even deadlifted a couple weeks ago, just went in. I didn't do anything. Mad, you know, I went up to 475 for one single just to see how it felt, and it felt great. I didn't push my body. I'm not stupid, but I am doing a lot of work over the course of 4 to 5 days. The mornings where I feel fatigued, I'm eating fat. I'm having cream like as soon as, and I know I wake up in the morning and I am craving cream. I just grab it and I fill 2 16-ounce glasses of back to back and drink them down. And about a half hour later, I feel fantastic. I feel like I can get to the gym now.
Yep.
That's what I mean by instinct. But I have to tell you something, and we have to take a break, and we'll come back, and I'll let you ask me questions then. I noticed, and I'm not just saying this, and I was hesitant to say this, but about a week or so ago, we went to a family reunion. It was 2 weeks ago with Elisa's family. And I trained every single day, and I was taking my Synthogen religiously, like I had been doing for the past few weeks. When I came back, I stopped taking Synthogen. And I got back into the gym after a fairly long layoff and started training again. And I just didn't have it in me. Like, I was only able to train 2 days in a row. I had to take the third day off and just do cardio. And I thought, what the hell is wrong? Well, I took a step back. And then I thought, could it be the Synthogen? I'm just going to see. So I started taking 6 capsules again. That was this past Friday.
Yep.
And I hit the gym Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and this morning. And I got to tell you something. I mean, call it placebo, call it a fluke, but now that I'm back on the Synthogen, I'm going to go back in tomorrow and train heavy again. I coasted today and did high volume, 50% of my normal weight to give my body a little, like, active recovery day. And then I feel like I can go in tomorrow and train to failure again. And I got to believe that the Synthogen is contributing. I really do.
It is the hallmark of any effective sports nutrition product, and this is your best indicator. How many people reorder?
Yeah.
Because because you can, you know, there's a lot of companies out there trying to fool people one time, and they live on that for, because they're going to have a new product next month. I don't do new products every month. You're not going to see a new product even every year. You know, this product was built for one purpose and one purpose only, and that was to be the product that you say to yourself, you know, I don't want to go without this ever again. And I hear it all the time, and we see it on reorder. We live and die, man, on reorder. So
yeah,
put it to the test, and now is the time to do it.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to let Rob Regish grill me about my training. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sonne scheint, der Tag ist wie neu. Kein Augenblick, den ich bereue. Das Gewitter ist weg und war wichtig für jeden.
You may not recognize Muscle Gage Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gage banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you. This results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. When we come out of the next break, we'll have Christine Ronick on the air talking about her first foray into a bikini competition. Right now, I'm going to let Rob Regish grill me about the details of my training. Okay, so what jumps out at you, first of all?
Well, I wanted to ask you this because it's probably pertinent for the listenership. One of the old credos was Russian and Bulgarian was the body becomes its function, and you seem to have made, you know, the philosophical leap or at least deduced that for you that that was the right answer. How did you come across that?
Well, I can't right now I cannot do high reps of anything. If I try to, I can still squat heavy. I can still deadlift heavy. I can do one, maybe two reps. If I start doing more than that, something goes awry with me without going into great details, and I'm about to hit the ground. My blood pressure drops dramatically. My heart rate slows down to a snail's pace, and I have to hold on to something. So I decided, okay, I can't do the volume in a single workout, but I can do the volume over the course of a week.
Very interesting. Now, let's talk about where you came from training-wise, because where you are today, right, is probably different than what you were doing. If so, how much different is it? And when you made the switch, how did you get there? Did you jump right in, or did you gradually ramp up?
No, I had to gradually ramp up because this, you know, training every body part every day for 3, 4, and 5 days in a row requires some adaptation to the body. So at least the nervous system. I mean, you know, it's not so much the soreness because that's not the issue for me. The issue is you get in there. And, you know, your body starts to, prepare itself for the punishment, and it like wants to shut down a little bit, if that makes any sense to you.
Right. So now, okay, that's interesting, but tell me about how you are deducing. It sounds like subjectively that, hey, today is not the day to push it.
When I wake up, when I wake up in the morning, one of the things I do in the morning to kind of test myself is I do that hip thrust in the morning just to see how my body feels. Or sometimes I'll get out of bed and I'll do some, like maybe 10 body weight squats and just stand there quietly and feel my body. Then when if I wake up and I am just like craving, and I mean this when I say this, I could drink cream all day long. I love raw unpasteurized cream. It is manna from heaven. If I wake up in the morning and I feel that my appetite doesn't even come into my mind, like when I'm doing my morning cardio or something like that, then I know I'm okay. I'm not that close to being overtrained. But if I wake up in the morning and I literally am craving the taste of raw cream, I know that that's the day I probably am going to have to cut back my volume.
Okay. And now you say cut back. So you're not taking just a full rest day. You're deloading. Is that correct?
Yeah. So like, in other words, like for instance, in the row, right? I start out with 2 plates, then go to 3 plates, then go to 4 plates on that low hammer row. And I'm doing them bilaterally. I'm not doing one arm at a time like some people do. Okay. I just go to 2 plates and I do 15 reps and I don't even push it. I could probably do more, but I'm not trying to gas myself. I'll do 3 sets of 15 reps. I'll focus on execution. I'll make sure I'm pinching my shoulder blades real tight. I'll focus on form, and that's all I'm going to do that day, as far as volume goes.
And now, diet wise, did you change anything, or were you on the same type of diet? High fat, lower carb diet?
Yeah, I've always been on the same diet. I've always been on the same diet.
And sleep-wise, do you require more sleep with these heavy workloads or less sleep?
Well, if I had my druthers, I'd take an afternoon nap, but that's not practical for my workload, you know, for everything that I have to do. So I would probably take an afternoon nap. But no, I'm still getting to sleep. You know, I'm in bed. I'm really lights out at 9 o'clock. I mean, a lot of times I'll get in bed at 8, 8:30 and read a book. I'm asleep by 9. I'm generally up by 5:36. If I do cardio or not, I'm up at that time. So,
right. No,
I'm sleeping pretty regular.
So, in a nutshell, you deduce that, hey, this is what wasn't working for me. You went in the opposite direction, but when you did so, you were careful to ramp up the training volume. You kept the same diet, and you're listening to your body on a day-to-day basis about when to deload and then hit it hard again.
Yes, exactly. And one other thing I have to admit to, I've cut out all alcohol. No alcohol, not even a glass of wine with dinner. All alcohol is gone.
Wow.
And I think that was critical for me. I got to be honest with you. I think that that's playing a very large role in what has happened to me as well. And while I can't get into that all too deep, I think the alcohol hurt me a little bit.
Wow. Now, here's another interesting question. Have you run this by any medical practitioners who have said, whoa, you shouldn't be doing this?
I am working with a doctor, Dr. Matt Andry. He has full trust in my instinctiveness, but he is quite aware of the gravity of what has happened to me, and I believe that I am probably one of the strongest people in my gym, even given what's going on with me right now.
And this is a really interesting and I think pertinent point. You found a doctor, someone in the medical establishment, outside of the bureaucracy, that was willing to work with you in an unorthodox approach, and look where you are. You know, by all accounts, knock on wood, you are not just managing this medical condition, but you're actually reversing it. And in the process, you're slapping on muscle tissue.
I look, yeah, on my, strong, on my shoulders, my chest, everything. I'm so much thicker. It's just unbelievable. So, you know, and a lot of people say, oh, you're overtraining. I remember there's a guy at the gym that said, oh, you're going to overtrain. And I said, nah, I'll back off when I need to. That's all. But you know what? I'm showing up. I look at it this way, and we have to break because we have to get Christine on. But I'm looking at it this way. I'm showing up for work. I have no choice. I have to if I had to show up for work, if I was a laborer, I couldn't say, hey, I don't feel good. I'm taking off today. I'd have to show up for work. I would just moderate my fatigue. That's all I would do, and that's what I'm doing.
Amen, brother. Well, fine job on it. It sounds like you're making all the right moves, and I think it's a real case study in how to take control of your own health. It really is.
But you know what? It requires doing the work. I'm not looking for someone to give me the answers. I am not delegating the responsibility of my health to somebody else. That's the big mistake most people make today. Hey, listen, Rob, great Blueprint Power Hour. Thank you for being on the air today with me.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me, and thank you to the listeners for, you know, your support of this show.
Constant support. Thank you very much, Rob. And when we come back, we'll have Christine Ronick on. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in can see eye. eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I've had a great interest in the bikini segment because I feel like it's bringing a lot more attention to physical culture. And my next guest, Christine Hronik, is also co-owner of Muscle Gauge Nutrition. How you doing, Christine?
Great, Carl. How are you today?
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, so let me ask you a question. What made you decide to compete, first of all? Was it a big decision for you? Was it something you've kept saying you were going to do and your friends went, look, when are you going to do it? Or did you just say, I'm going to do this and move up? That's it.
Well, I heard a quote recently that said there's 7 days in a week and someday isn't one of them. And,
I like that. I like that. Someday
you
isn't
know,
one
and
of them.
It's something I've always wanted to do, and I've been very, very close to the supplement industry. Being a manufacturer of products, I've always been into fitness. I've ran marathons in the past, but doing a bikini competition was something that always piqued my interest, and I said, you know what, someday's today, just do it. So signed up.
Now, how long, when did you decide you were going to do a bikini competition? How long ago?
I decided about a month and a half ago. Right now, I'm 6 weeks out to my actual competition. So I gave myself a total of 12 weeks to prepare.
Was that an adequate amount, do you think?
Yeah, it's about average. I mean, I work out pretty regularly. I'm in the gym at least 3 days a week, doing cardio 3 days a week on a regular schedule. So this was just a step up from 3 days to about 6 days a week. So,
what did you have to add in resistance training, or have you always been doing resistance training?
I've been doing resistance training for about the last year and a half to 2 years, but I've definitely stepped it up a notch and just really have a really good program. I got a really good workout from muscleandstrength.com, and, you know, going heavy with the weights, not being scared, and just going for it.
Now, did you decide to recruit a trainer, a personal trainer, or someone who trains bikini competitors, or are you doing this all on your own?
A little bit of both. We have a lot of Muscle Gauge Nutrition sponsored athletes who currently compete. So I've been getting some advice from people who are already bikini competitors, physique competitors. I have an aunt who competes in figure, as well as
really?
A lot of the guys. A lot of the guys I work with, they all know what they're doing, and we have like.
Osagi looks great. I saw his pictures of his transformation. Damn, he looks fantastic.
Yeah, he's got a really good build, works really hard in the gym, and, you know, eats right. So that's what you got to do.
Yeah. Now tell me about was this a new level of dedication for you? I mean, obviously you've trained and exercised your entire life. Did you realize the amount of discipline that this would require? Were you ready for it?
I knew what I was going to get myself into. I did not realize how hard the dieting was going to be. The dieting has been pretty brutal, planning out like every single meal. I've completely cut out like alcohol. So, you know, like your social life is a little bit impeded. Planning every single meal, it really forces you to think about what you eat. But doing so, the changes in your body are insane, like how quickly you can transform by just being more disciplined and dedicated.
You know, I recently had to cut out alcohol for similar reasons as you. You know, I have new new goals. And so I thought, well, I can't do it. I'm just not going to be able to have that glass or two of wine with dinner. Was that difficult for you? You sound pretty young. Was it hard for you because of the socializing portion of it?
It is a little tough, like going out with my friends. I'm 30 years old, but I'll just order water or a Diet Coke instead. And if I'm gonna like socialize with my girlfriends, I'll be like, well, can we go get sushi instead? That way I can sip on some green tea. But the diet is like, a lot of it when it comes down to it, I think is obviously you got to work out, you have to do all that, but some of it's going to be genetics, and like you can only do what you have with what you got. So if I can get an advantage over some of the other competitors by being super strict on the diet, I'm going to take every advantage I can get.
Now, are you seeing support from your friends, or are they going, come on, Christine, lighten up, you know?
It's half and half. I do have about, I'd say, one bad egg in there, a person who never had a diet in their life and, you know, eats McDonald's and I'm like, what's the problem?
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, aside of that, I have a very supportive crew behind me.
That's good. So when is this competition?
It's October 27th.
Okay. And where is it?
It's in Maryland, in Townsend, Maryland. It is the Sean Ray Maryland Grand Prix Bikini.
So this is an NPC event, right?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Are you nervous?
Not really. I just gotta do what I gotta do. I mean, I've trained for like a marathon before, and like for this, like I know all the hard work is gonna be before the competition. The competition, you gotta kind of, you know, smile and, you know, pose on stage, but the hard work is now. So I'm dealing with it every day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, I'm really happy about both the bikini and the men's physique categories, because it really allows average people to take a shot at this and become involved. And I really think it's revived both the NPC and the IFBB, in my humble opinion. What do you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the bikini division, there's several different divisions. There's bikini, fitness, figure, and physique. And bikini is supposed to be a physique that's attainable to like the average housewife if they worked out regularly. So it's not supposed to be like something that, you know, would require years and years and work in the gym. If you're a pretty fit and healthy person, you could get to that level of conditioning in about 3-4 months' time.
The average housewife that doesn't watch Dr. Oz. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Okay? We have to. I don't care how many raspberry ketone pills you take, you're not going to be able to be a bikini competitor unless you start eating right and exercising regularly. So, all right, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We've got a lot more questions for Christine Horonic. Christine is co-owner of Muscle Gauge Nutrition. Muscle Gauge Nutrition is a sponsor of the show. And as you know, whenever possible, patronize the sponsors because they make the show possible. And I like this. I like to see sponsors who are in the business of supplementation and giving advice to those of us out there about nutrition and training actually getting up on stage themselves. This is really good. And we're going to find out exactly how Christine eats and what kind of supplements she uses when we come back. So stay tuned. In your bed, it's just how you made it. Out of my way, I'm running. I'm going to catch you.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. Today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL
trial and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Christine Hronik, co-owner of Muscle Gauge Nutrition, about her foray into the bikini competitor world. Okay, so what about nutrition? Obviously, we understand your training has taken a little bit of a change. You're training a little bit heavier in the gym with weights. Has your diet changed dramatically from the way you were eating before?
I have to say absolutely yes. I've always been, a pretty healthy eater, I'd say, for the most part. I like to shop at Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, the whole bit. But the biggest change is the fact that I'm supposed to be eating every 2 to 3 hours to keep my metabolism high, because what happens is if I get too hungry or if I overdo it, I don't want to start having my body burn the muscle that I'm working so hard to earn in the gym for energy. So I've been eating like about 5-6 meals a day and pre-planning every single one of them.
What about the fact that you come from a background of being a endurance athlete where carbs are king or queen, and now you're moving in a different world, and the message you're getting is, look, you got to cut back on your carbs and don't be afraid of fat. That's got to be counterintuitive to you coming from an endurance world.
It's been a big change, and actually I'm half Asian, so I used to eat rice all the time, day in, day out, and I barely eat any rice anymore. So the thing is, like, I've been through a transformation, and if you guys, anyone wants to follow and look at some of my before and after pictures, it's insane, because even though I was a healthy person, as an endurance athlete, I had a certain body type, and you can follow me on Instagram. It's Gauge Girl 82, GAUGE Girl 82.
So how do you get to Instagram? INSTAGRAM.
Yeah, Instagram. It's if you have an Apple or an Android phone, you can just download the app. It's the biggest thing right now. It's like bigger than Facebook, bigger than Twitter. All you do is it's like a live feed where you just upload pictures, and you kind of like tell your story of what you're all about through pictures.
Cool.
And it's really neat. It's catching on. But I have some really great before and after pictures on there. But the difference in my body you can see in the before and after is night and day difference in terms of like the tone and definition I have. And I as a marathon runner, I used to do 8 hours of cardio a week. Now I do about maybe like 30 minutes. I mean, for this training that I'm doing now, I do cardio 6 times a week for 30 minutes each time. But it's intervals. It's higher intensity. And 30 minutes and I'm done. So having the high protein, higher intensity workouts, I'm actually working out less and getting better results.
Isn't that amazing? Now, that's counterintuitive because I got to believe, because most women go, oh, God, I've got to lose weight. I'm going to have to stop eating. And here you're eating more than you probably have eaten before, and you're losing body fat.
Yes, eating more, just lifting. And lifting is fun. Like, I don't know, you feel strong, you feel empowered. It's great. And especially, like, I keep telling my girlfriends, they're like, what do I do? I said, go lift weights. It will carve out your body. That's how, like, you get, like, that's how you change your figure.
What about supplements? What kind of supplements are you depending on right now?
What I'm taking is I'm taking pure isolate, pure whey protein isolate, and actually my role in Muscle Gauge Nutrition, I'm our food scientist, so I have a background in chemical engineering, and so I've formulated all the Muscle Gauge products, and I'm relying on the pure isolate. It's the highest protein product, lowest fat, 'cause I'm trying to build muscle and reduce my body fat at the same time. So I take... obviously, with my training, I'm taking the pure isolate multiple times a day. I take 2 scoops with my oatmeal in the morning. I take it after my workout, as well as one other time during the day as one of my, like, in-between meal snacks. I also take micellar casein at night. It's
before bed.
Slow digest.
How soon before bed do you take it?
I've been crashing so early because I'm so tired at the end of the day. I take it probably, if I fall asleep around, like, let's say 10:30, I'm taking it about, like, maybe 8:30.
Do you notice you're sleeping better because you're exhausted?
I sleep so much better, and I've just stopped drinking coffee. I just have had no need for it. It's insane. I was one of those people that's at Starbucks every day, and I just have no more need for caffeine. I feel so great.
That's wonderful right there. By the way, there is a 10% off plus free shipping when you go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad for Muscle Gauge Nutrition for the isolate that Christina is talking about, by the way. I think we have one of the best prices on the internet on superhumanradio.com for that particular product.
Yeah, so, that's a great product.
What about other supplements? Any ergogenics? You're using creatine, for instance. A lot of women are afraid of creatine. Are you using any?
Actually, no, I stay away from creatine. I've tried it in the past, and I found for me personally, it caused my skin to break out and just didn't agree well with me. So,
well, Christine, you're supposed to drink it. You're not supposed to rub it on you. I'm like, okay.
No.
Now, a lot of women stay away from creatine because the scale goes up. And I try to say, but you don't understand. It's water in the muscle. It's not water under the skin, but they don't care. Women go, anything that makes the scale go up is bad. And I say, no, muscle is good. That makes the scale go up.
Yeah, it took me a while to get over that. And even with the body fat percentage, because I did consult with a coach. His name is Joe Franco of Beyond Nutrition. And I was talking about my body fat percentage, about my weight. And he said, Christine, he said, it doesn't really matter. It matters what you look like. They're not going to care, like, if you were 12.X% body fat or 5%, whatever. They said they just care what you look like. So, I mean, you need to get your body tweezed like down into a zone that just looks nice, and then don't worry about what the scale says.
Well, the other thing is, like, for a more extreme competition, like figure, for instance, you know, where you have to have a slightly harder look. You can't carry that kind of body fat. You've got to be 10%, below 10% body fat typically for figure. But bikini competitors, I think that they probably look better at 15%, to be in the 15 to 10% range, because you can see muscle separation, but you don't see the hardness that then makes them start to look masculine. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yes. My aunt who competes figure, she was telling me I got to get below 8%. I'm at 10% right now, and I'm pretty happy with my progress, but I'm afraid if I get much lower, you know, it's going to start affecting my health in a negative way.
Well, yeah, because what a lot of women don't know, for women who are listening to this, and don't understand one of the byproducts of getting your body fat down very, very low for like a, not bikini, but for a figure competitor or mm-hmm. even physique and female bodybuilding is you become amenorrheic. You lose your period. That's not a good thing. Because remember, we've talked about on this show that the libido is an indication of health. And when women lose their period, it's because the body's going, holy crap, we're in trouble. She's not eating anything. We can't, like, get pregnant now. Just shut that stuff off for now until we figure out what she's trying to do to us.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I'm in a healthy zone and really happy with it. But the thing is, bikini's becoming, like, more popular than figure. Like, bikini's becoming huge. Like, I'm on Instagram, and I see so many people on there training for their first competition. It's insane. It's like, it's the new thing. I remember a while back, everybody wanted to run like their first marathon or first half marathon. And then it was those, mud runs. Now, like you were saying, like the bikini and physique divisions have really opened it up to
everybody.
A lot more people who otherwise wouldn't have even considered.
Well, and I'll tell you something else that I'm learning. Bikini competitions, a one from the back. There's a lot of girls who step up on stage and they just look marvelous from the front. They look fantastic, but when they turn around, they don't pay attention to the muscles that they don't see in the mirror. They're not training their backs. They're not training the width of their backs and the thickness of their backs. And they're not training their glutes and their hamstrings. And you see these girls that they just look great. You're like, oh my God, that girl looks so good. Then they turn around and you go, gee, what's wrong with this picture? Something happened. Is that the same girl? And a lot of women don't get it. You got to train the body parts that you don't see in the mirror in order to win.
Exactly. Like my training regimen is all inclusive, and I have a friend who's a trainer, and he was telling me that, like, you know, exactly what you said. Bikini is one from the back, and for me, like, I'm actually doing my leg day twice a week. So I do legs twice a week, and I'll do hills, squats, lunges, you name it, day in, day out, and lifting heavy weights, like not being afraid to put a few plates on the bar there. So it's hard work, but it just feels so good. It's like just so satisfying.
And see, women don't get
hard
that.
Workout.
Women, there's a lot of women, they'll go, I'll never lift weights because they think it's like a guy thing, you know? And we talk, I don't know if you've had time to ever listen to the show before, but one of the things I talk about on the show is that women outlive men. Women end up in institutions because they fall a couple times and the kids go, hey mom, you can't live by yourself anymore. And I call the deadlift the nursing home buster. If women would learn how to deadlift and like really, really get in, like we had a woman on the show, Judy Madsen. She's over 70 years old. She deadlifts 225. She's never going to go to a nursing home. She's always going to be able to live on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for women to lift heavy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's insulting to anybody who's an actual bodybuilder. I mean, it is so hard to build that kind of muscle, you know, any woman that has that idea. And like, I've been educating my friends, like my peers, like those around me, because everyone's like, what are you doing? How do I do that? And tell them, I said, go lift weights. Go lift weights. It's the best thing a woman can do if they want to, like, change the way they look.
Yeah, it's very, very important. We're coming towards the end of the interview. Are there any other supplements that you want to plug that you use other than the whey isolate?
Yes, I'm actually, aside of the whey isolate and the micellar casein, I've been using the Trim Down Advanced. It's a fat burner product. I take two capsules in the morning and one with my lunch. So trying that out as well. Now, like you said, with the ketones and Dr. Oz, it's not going to do anything if you sit on your butt all day and watch TV. But in conjunction with, you know, healthy exercise and watching what you eat, it's definitely going to maximize your gains.
And now, is the Trim Down Advance, is that a stimulating fat burner, or is it a thermogenic fat burner? How does that work? Do you know?
It is a thermogenic fat burner. Let me see if I could pull up the ingredients right here. But, it's pretty safe. I mean, it has a little bit of caffeine. We've got some green tea extract.
But not, like, not more than a cup of coffee, in other words, right?
No, nothing crazy. Yeah. Nothing crazy. But it's safe. It's got some L-carnitine, white willow bark. It's a very, very good product, and I've been getting good results so far, and I'm going to continue to use it for the remaining 6 weeks I have left.
That's exciting. Listen, Christine, I wish you all the luck. Also, I want to hear back from you after your competition because I want to get
Certainly.
A feel for how you, not only how you did, but Was it everything you expected? And whether or not you've been bitten by the bug and you plan on doing it again?
Absolutely, yeah. And I'll shoot you over the link to my Instagram, and I'll shoot you some before and after pictures. I'm like pumped. I'm like addicted right now.
I can't wait to see him. I'm actually downloading Instagram on my iPhone right now.
Oh, cool! So oh, you're gonna be so out. Hooked. You're gonna love it.
I hope not. You know what? I'm there's so little time now between emails, text messages, work. It's like I don't need one more thing. I'm going because I want to check out your before and after pictures. That's why I'm
awesome.
Doing.
Great. Well, thanks, Carl.
And I want to thank you for being a sponsor on Superhuman Radio, also making the show
Absolutely.
Possible. Okay. Good luck.
Thanks a lot. Take care now.
Talk to you
Bye.
Soon. All right. So there you go. Let's follow Christine's progress. I'm downloading the Instagram now. And, of course, Muscle Gauge Nutrition has been a sponsor of the show for quite a long time. Check out the banner ad on Superhuman Radio. 10% off plus free shipping on their whey isolate that she's talking about. Okay. That's another show completed. We've got more for you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. We'll see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.